Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
AC Gray.
Yes.
And Stephanie White.
Yeah.
Then I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. It's the first time we had Stephanie in a while. It's nice to have you back.
Yay. Thanks for having me, I guess.
You're welcome.
Okay.
all right. So with, I guess, Thanksgiving week, it hasn't been, too much news coming out. We've got a few things we want to talk about, and if we've got time, we might do a little bit more into that that whole rebirth thing that Asa and I keep saying we're going to do at some point. Maybe we'll just
kinda
do that
did.
As like a yeah. We kind of did. We did. We gave a preview.
Yeah.
Of what could easily be an hour and a half long show.
Yes.
very easily. So starting with comics, we'll go ahead and talk a little bit. Black Bolt of the King of the Inhumans is for the first time ever getting his own solo book. Because for whatever reason, he is under arrest. Assuming it has something to do with the upcoming Inhumans versus X-Men book. Or, no, yeah, that would make sense. He's going to be, getting out of jail was the description I read on that. And he was going to have to team up with a bunch of people that you wouldn't expect. One of the jokes that Asa made that I really liked was wasn't going to be a whole lot of dialogue in the book.
Yeah, not a dialogue-heavy book, this Black Bolt. Solo outing.
Now, can you explain that to the folks at home like myself who are not understanding the...
I was about to.
Okay.
Basically, Black Bolt's power is he can just level buildings by whispering at it.
Oh, so but he's the Nova Key.
It's kind of like Cyclops' abilities, except instead of it anytime he opens his eyes, it's anytime he makes any sort of noise from his mouth.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep. Except it, but it's like sound waves, though, isn't it?
Something like that.
I'm not sure. I'm not super familiar with Black Bolt other than just like the very broad strokes of his character.
That's about what I know. Same thing with most of the Inhumans. Mm-hmm. Like outside of the popular ones that are in other media at this point, like Kamala Khan, I don't know much about any of the Inhumans. That's the gist of it. By speaking a word, he can level buildings. There have been like some versions of him written where he can level a city with a word.
Huh.
Like if you ever watched Asa, I think has at least watched like that Ultimate Spider-Man TV show.
Yes,
Black Bolt makes an appearance in that.
Yes,
because they have to. Because
that's like season 3 that they first do like the Inhuman family. I think
mm-hmm. It's the because it was the Web Warriors season. I think
yeah, which is the third season.
Yeah, because that's on the Netflix.
It is, and it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It's a very enjoyable show. And it does have Donald Glover voicing Miles Morales.
Hey-o.
Dalton.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm happy they're able to do it in cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's a grown man who shouldn't be able to play a 12-year-old boy.
Missed the boat 6 years ago, was it?
Yeah, when he was still a grown man.
You realize he is much older than you.
The best Spider-Man he would have been was Peter Parker.
I just wanted him to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Any
but you really
them.
Want him to be Miles Morales, and he does not work as Miles Morales.
He doesn't.
I just really like the suit. It's a really, I love Miles. That's my favorite Spider-Man suit is the Miles Morales one.
There are so many better ones.
In your opinion, that's why I said it's my favorite.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
Like
you have a trash opinion.
Your opinions are wrong,
ouch.
And you should feel bad.
You have a trash opinion.
Especially if you throw in like.
It's going to be taken to the curb.
Metal suit Spider-Man.
Yeah, like any of the Iron Spider stuff, like any, like even Peter Parker has had better costumes. But then you start going to like Scarlet Spider.
Mm hmm. Superior Spider Man.
Superior Spider Man.
Was the Superior Spider Man.
He was. I really liked that run. That was really good.
I still like
I hate Doc Ock, but I love that run. Do what?
I still think he had the coolest looking suit. Just the black with the red accent on it looked cool.
Yeah, and then you saw Superior Spider Man did that, but better.
Even 2099 is kind of like that, except it's navy blue instead of black.
Yeah.
And then they redid it with the white. I don't like the...
I actually like the white and red costume a lot. I think that looks really cool.
They're doing that action figure in the next Spider-Man one, the same with black suit, and that's going to be a hard pass for me. I don't think I'm going to get that one.
Yeah, plus black suit Spider-Man.
What's the build-a-figure for that?
Oh, I want to say Sandman. Crap, I'm going to buy it.
Yep.
Dalton likes toys.
See,
folks,
the bit was I knew what the build-a-figure was. I was reminding him that he was going to buy it.
I'm gonna have to go on eBay and buy a lot of those parts this time out. That's what
or
I did.
You could just buy the Spider-Man figures because they're cool.
You know how many Spider-Man figures I already have?
Doesn't matter.
I could use more.
Exactly.
Yes.
This is what addiction is.
Don't talk to me about that.
Did you buy the Technodrome?
The what?
When is it coming?
I don't know what Techno Bowl. I never played any of the like the original like NES football games. Really, the only football game I really liked was NFL Blitz.
I love 64. This bit. All right, well, let's go ahead and move to the next topic.
But
it's like a weird version of who's on first.
Real quick, I'm not a huge fan of the way that they're announcing the Black Bolt series because it looks like they're doing the okay. Well, due to events that happen in story that isn't out yet, here's a consequence of the story that isn't out yet.
Yeah, like I didn't like that they gave us that kind of specific about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a real low buzz, and I'm just realizing I'm still wearing my undershirt from work this morning. Whoops.
That's fine. You're among friends.
But so I don't like that. I hate that's something that Marvel does a lot of. And
I mean, because especially if you go back to Secret Wars, because the last two books got pushed back.
Yeah. So all of these, like, yeah,
you got to get the announcement of like the list, and so you got to see the fallout of it.
Yeah.
Just
or
from
even,
that.
Because I guess Civil War II must have gotten delayed. I have to assume
it did.
So because
the
infamous Iron Man, where it's Doctor Doom taking over. The little blurb that they do before each issue, like, okay, well, here's what you need to know to catch up. To hope you are caught up on a book that isn't out yet because major character, something happens. Like, wow, okay.
Yep.
Good thing the second to last issue came out the same week this did.
Yep. Yeah, Civil War got delayed or something wasn't right with the release schedule. I don't know exactly what happened there. Something changed because I am sure that was not the original design.
Because even Invincible Iron Man, the exact same thing.
Yeah,
like it's okay.
And that one came out the week before the issue where this event takes place.
Yeah, so it's and Marvel's pretty bad about that, if I'm remembering right.
It's just because they have so many irons in the fire whenever they start doing those giant events.
Yeah,
and they are like the last two or three of those or more of those big events. Like, I've had release schedule problems.
And I really think you have to be like, okay, we're going to do this giant universe-defining event. You know what? Finish it. Then we'll release it. When we have all the parts ready to go.
You'd think they'd want to, but I know at this point, like, I have to guess that it was a marketing scheme just because they wanted to get some books out to start competing with Rebirth.
Yeah.
Because Rebirth had been flying off the shelves.
Or even just like, oh, hey, you read what happened. Oh, what happened? You don't know. Better buy issue 7 in a month.
So you can find out.
Yeah.
The premise of like, because I honestly haven't read any of Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been reading the tie-ins for the books that I have been reading.
I was real tempted to get that whole run, but I've heard such bad things about it.
I mean, it's standard Bendis.
In which I've been hearing such bad things about it.
Yeah, it's not like, from what I understand, it's not good and it's not bad. Like, it's an interesting enough story. It's just that, like, if you can pretty much get the gist of it just by reading tie-ins for books that you're already reading.
Yeah.
What I've done.
I got the only tie-in book that I read was Power Man Iron Fist. And I thought they handled the initial one that they did, I was super happy with. Because they're like, yeah, I'm kind of sick of fighting my friends, so I'm going to sit out. Me too. Cool. Now I don't have to worry about it. Flash forward two issues. Son of a...
They made it their problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because I just read that issue today, actually.
They did it in a way that made sense, but I just feel like it's so... I don't like those giant events. I'm glad, for the most part, DC kind of... Well, I can't even say that, because the entire New 52 Green Lantern run was ruined by crossovers.
Yes.
Yeah. And to an extent, like the Night of the Monster Men, you had to have been caught up on Detective Comics.
Otherwise, and I'll be honest
like, a
with
huge
you,
plot point was
oh yeah, like
ruined
through
there.
The whole like through the first three issues of Night of the Monster Men,
just like
constantly,
hey, remember this?
Yeah, hammering it down like this event happened in this last issue.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like Night of the Monster Men, like I finished issue 3 a couple days ago, and that event is kind of meh.
It was lackluster.
Yeah, like I'm honestly like I kind of want to skip the last three, just get a TLDR and then move on to Batman and Detective, because apparently Batman went back to good.
So good. Oh, it's so good.
And yeah, Detective is still good.
Stayed so good.
Yeah. So yeah, I kind of just want to skip it, and I'm really excited about the I Am Bane coming up. So
this whole arc, this I Am Suicide thing, is
really good.
Oh, it's so good. I showed Shannon and Dalton a page from the Victim Syndicate story for Detective Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, this looks like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, I mean, I've got the issues. Like, I've really been, like, trying to plow through my backlog in the last few days. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've read probably, like, 25 comics in the last week.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've still got so much. Many more. I have a problem.
I'm pretty well caught up other than this week's. And then last issue 4 of All-Star Batman. But yeah, otherwise, I'm caught up.
I've got that one to read, and I am caught up on some series, and I'm just behind on others, mm-hmm. because there's some that I've just been, as soon as I get them, I read them. Like, Miss Marvel has been killing it just pretty much nonstop. Like, I'm loving this Champions book, and a few more things. All right, let's get back on track. Call of Duty. We've talked about how much we hate Call of Duty Infinite Warfare and its pay-to-win model. Despite it being an otherwise fun game, mm-hmm. I haven't purchased it. I don't plan on purchasing it until I can get, like, the remastered Call of Duty 4 for something like $20. I'll probably do that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I think, what was it? Walmart had a whole end cap of them full. Who was with Walmart?
It was the three of us.
Yeah, it was the three of us. And it was just full. And that was on Saturday.
Yeah. It was like $57 for the complete one, the one that comes with the...
Modern Warfare.
Yeah, the Modern Warfare remake. And I was really tempted to get it and then, yeah, just get rid of Infinite Warfare. But, I've got too many other games I'm playing anyway. But for a lot of people, I guess, are thinking the same way we are, because the Call of Duty 4 sales have been so far under projection, even throughout this holiday weekend with it being on sale, that it is really, like, hurting. GameStop, Walmart, Best Buy, and a couple of other places. Like, their games departments, obviously. Mm-hmm. Walmart's still doing just fine. Right. And I'm sure Best Buy's still doing fine. But GameStop, only selling video games, hit by far the hardest by Call of Duty. Because, as they want to do, they invested heavily in the game.
Marketing. That's an understatement.
Definitely probably based most of their marketing around it.
So, yeah, they've got just, you know, they've got a warehouse full of Call of Duty. It's going to show up in a landfill a la E.T. at some point, I'm sure.
Good.
Where it belongs.
Play Titanfall, too.
Yes.
Get your kid that copy of Overwatch they've been wanting. Get your kid a copy of Pokemon. Get you a copy of Pokemon.
Speaking of Pokemon, Pokemon Sun and Moon are the only, they almost managed to counterbalance Call of Duty with Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Which is so bad because it's $40 cheaper.
I was going to say, it's half the price of the version that they really want you to buy.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say they upped it to...
It's $80 to get the copy of Call of Duty, the edition that comes with the remastered Modern Warfare.
Oh, okay.
Which is the version everybody wants because everybody wants to relive Call of Duty 4. Mm-hmm. And who could blame them? Holy crap, that game was great.
Never played it.
Oh, so good. If it gets real cheap, we'll all get it. We'll get into it like we did Black Ops 3. It'll be a fun time.
For making you plans. Guys.
You got making plans.
You got your squeakers in your pocket there?
We'll see. it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, they... Pokemon is half the price, but if people are buying both of them, which a lot of people did, myself included, technically.
Wait, both Pokemon or both Call
I bought
of
both
Duty?
Pokemon.
Technically, he bought two copies of Pokemon and I didn't buy any.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
But they both have a copy of Pokemon.
But we both have a copy of Pokemon.
I do not currently possess two copies.
Okay.
I did not go to a store and buy one, but I currently possess one copy.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Why did you do it this way?
We'll get into it in a minute.
Okay.
Pokemon has
Hang on,
been,
folks.
Some of the numbers that I read for GameStop, Pokemon has been their best-selling game all year by far, and it is the most pre-ordered game they've had in the last 5 years.
It's...
Wow.
And now to my point, stop pre-ordering games. Stop it.
Yeah, who would ever pre-order a game?
Oh, we get to have this
especially
discussion
a Pokemon
again.
Game.
Now, we'll go ahead real quick. Stephanie.
I'm back and we get to have the don't pre-order games discussion again.
I mean, it'll be a brief discussion. Stephanie, go ahead and tell your experience with purchasing Pokemon. What steps did you take?
I was on the fence about actually going to the midnight release for it, but I was like, you know what? I'm already out and about late. I'm going to go pick up the game. So, I did not pre-order it. I just showed up. Gave them my money whenever I got there. They lined up everybody outside, and I was in the 8th group, and they had about, I guess, 10-ish people per group. They had it written on receipts what group you were in. So I was in with the 80-something people, and there was at least 30, possibly 40 people behind me at this one GameStop here in Cape. And it's your typical nerdy crowd of people. So
possibly got a lot of street passes.
People, yes, I did get a lot of street passes. Still people pulling up the closer it was to midnight. And granted, the GameStop staff did handle it well. I'll give them that.
Like, yeah, I mean, I remember back when we worked at GameStop, even like the biggest midnight releases we had, where everybody was still out by about 12:30.
Yeah, no, it moved real fast because everybody either had it pre-ordered or no, they were also giving out like little bracelets and lanyards with either Mystic, Valor, or Instinct on it.
Nice.
So they would ask, you know, what team did you pick? And I got a Mystic lanyard.
Right. And let me ask you the question.
Yes.
What did you feel that your experience would have been any different had you pre-ordered the game?
No, because I didn't pre-order it and I got one anyway. So.
See, folks? Stop pre-ordering games.
Granted, I did pick it up that night. I did call, actually, and ask, even though I knew better. From experience, I knew better, but I called anyway. And they're like, yeah, we don't know about tomorrow, but tonight, yes. So I went and picked it up anyway. But that being said, I'm willing to bet they would have gotten some in, like, real fast. Because I know they would have gotten some in real fast.
Absolutely.
I know we give Nintendo crap a lot about undersupplying. For
Pokemon
everything.
Is definitely
Pokemon
not.
No, they're not. Yeah. To that they're role. Not going to do that. They'll do
they,
that
they
with.
They know better.
They know. Yeah.
They'll do that with Fire Emblem. They won't do that with Pokemon.
Right.
So.
And I will say there, I do have an exception to the no pre-order rule, as I mention every time. If there's a special edition and you want the collector's edition or the special edition, fine, pre-order it. And that goes to my point. Amazon had a special edition for Pokemon Sun and Moon. You had to purchase both copies of the game. It wasn't any more expensive. And you got a steelbook case. And those of you that know me know I am all about steelbook cases. I have like some 100 and... No. I have slightly less than 100 steelbook cases right now. But that's still a lot of steelbook cases.
It is. You can build a bridge out of all that.
I might be able to. I'm not going to, but...
Because they're steelbook cases.
I get it. So, I... having purchased both copies of the game and only really wanting one, I talked to Dalton and, you know, he and I saved a little bit of money. He saved money on the game and I didn't have an extra copy of Pokemon sitting around that I wasn't going to play. Everything worked out for the best. Yeah.
So I said screw Nintendo altogether and just went to the secondhand market, which usually Nintendo loves.
Yeah, you're supporting their business model, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
The only problem is Jesse didn't charge you double what retail was.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, no problem. I'm the most generous scalper, I guess. Yeah.
I saved $5.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I'm doing it. I am Robin Hooding them instead.
No, instead you put a hat on Dalton instead of scalping him.
There you go.
Oh.
I gave him a sock hat. Pokemon Sun and Moon actually managed, like, possibly saving GameStop from what would otherwise be a terrible sales year.
You know what? I'm glad it's beating Call of Duty.
Don't I'm
beat glad.
The crap out of, it'd beat mm-hmm. the crap out of a lot of games.
I'm yeah. glad, because it's good. It's so good.
It really is. Like, this is honestly the most fun I've had with a Pokemon game in a while.
It's so good.
I'm already I'm at 13 hours in, I think, and I'm still only, like, just getting to the second island. I'm a little bit into it.
Yeah, I'm only maybe four or 5 hours in. I haven't played a whole lot.
I didn't want to leave the first island, but I was like, you know what? I want to go move on. And then I'm like, I should have stayed. I should have stayed and played around here and got everything first.
When we did the, we did a like kind of a Friendsgiving thing here at the store on mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, and it was you, myself, Mandy, and Andrew, just kind of talking about it, and everybody was kind of going over their teams, and I think Andrew might have been the farthest in.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Because he was a little bit farther than I was in the second. Like, he's about to get to the second trial, I thought. But we were kind of going over our, like, who picked, or, like, who was using what in their teams. And they were all different.
Yes.
And not just like, oh, well, we picked a different starter, or I'm using this instead of this. Like, a lot of the teams were just drastically different.
Yeah, because I think a lot of us picked the same starter.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of us picked Litten.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like, oh, yeah, I have my starter, Pidgey, Rattata, Nidoran, Zubat. Like, the only ones you can catch. Like, there are so many different, like...
And with the Wonder Trade stuff that you can do really quick. Like, I managed to get a Vulpix
I got
out of a really? Wonder Trade. Yeah.
No,
I don't even know what a Wonder Trade is.
Have you never heard of the Wonder Trade feature before?
Isn't that the one where you just kind of put up a random Pokemon
and
you get a random Pokemon?
Like, I sat there last night for like an hour and a half and just kept a Pokemon, sent it up, and then kept trading whatever I got back.
Yep, I did the same thing. I wanted to get rid of my Young Goose because I hate Young Goose and everything it stands for.
Yep.
And so he
just has an unfortunate haircut. You can't hold that against him. Like,
yes, I can.
Yeah, I can. I really can. This is not unusual.
But no, I got
this
like
poor fictional creature just being cast aside. So wait a minute,
for a Vulpix.
Fair enough. All right. best haircut,
and it's the Alolan one. So
yeah, it was an ice one, and you can't get that in Moon. It's a Sun exclusive. Yeah.
Oh,
you
have seriously,
Sandshrew's the Moon one.
Okay, see, I haven't. I'm kind of in the middle of the second island right now.
See, that's what I would like to try to do is like, because I don't want to be the person who just throws up garbage. Anything away from you.
Around Christmas time, like right now, it's you're pretty much throwing up garbage and getting garbage.
Right.
But around Christmas time, like
people
I know,
throwing up like shiny legendaries and
because that's something like the Pokemon community as a whole, and I love them for doing this. Mm-hmm. And I tried to participate a little bit on for X and Y when that one came out. Because on the Pokemon subreddit, they were actually talking about, like, people were posting their boxes of the stuff they were going to throw up on Wonder Trade for all the people getting it for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super cool. And, like, one person, you know, he had been breeding shinies pretty successfully, and he was throwing up shinies and stuff like that. It was really neat.
Yeah.
So I imagine they'll do that again with Sun and Moon, especially, you know, even more people have picked this one up.
But no, and then I guess when I was going through Twitter the other day, I guess the official Pokemon, U.S. Pokemon Twitter had a poll going. Like, hey, did you pick up Moon or did you pick up Sun? And I selected Moon. And it's funny, side note, I only play it at night after work. So it's daytime.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was 50-50. Like, according to the Twitter poll, it's been 50-50 about what people have bought with
that
this game.
That really surprises me because our group, the only people that got Sun are because someone else was getting Moon.
Like, the person that they were getting it with was getting Moon.
Yeah.
Because Shannon got Sun because Lindsay wanted Moon, and Dalton got...
Dalton will get whatever he gets because
he didn't buy it. But even before that, I said I wanted Sun, so that's why Jesse said, hey...
Yeah.
This worked perfectly.
Yeah, because I wanted Sun the entire time because I really wanted Vulpix.
I'm genuinely bummed that I'm hoping maybe the Wonder Trade gods will smile upon me and I will get the Swolskito.
The Swolskito.
Oh, I need to catch one of those.
Because I want one. Yeah. I want one real bad.
The Swolskito.
The Swolskito. And then, yeah, I think like Andrew got Sun because everybody got Moon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I'm sure that Mandy will get Moon or Sun for her son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for like a Christmas present.
And then coach him
to
catching
to this,
a Vulpix.
Why? Stop it. Turn this up.
You do not
trouble.
Need to be listening to Podzilla. I will tell your mom. So, yeah. I'm kind of surprised it was 50-50 because a lot of people I knew were getting Moon, like pretty much this entire group, minus, you know, like I said, the people that were getting Sun because somebody else was getting Moon.
Like, I don't know if they were just playing along, but it was neat to see that it was 50-50. It was kind of like, you know, there's a video on YouTube of the Futurama clip with the guy giving the neutral reaction, and the like and dislike bar is 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever, like, do you remember when we worked at GameStop and X and Y came out, that really weird anomaly that was every guy that came in to pre-order Pokemon was pre-ordering Y? Mm-hmm. And every girl came in to pre-order it, pre-ordered X.
I see.
Submetal?
True of, like, the GameStop crew. I was the only one that pre-ordered Pokemon Y.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Krista, Lily, Katie, and X as well?
Yeah.
All four of the girls at GameStop at the time got Pokemon X, and I was the only one that got Y.
And clearly this is not representative of everybody. But because I know,
I mean, obviously this is anecdotal evidence,
right? And a lot of people were like, "Oh, Yveltal or however you say that looks badass. Like he just looks awesome."
So does Xerneas.
I had a number of girls that even like people that I work with that don't normally play games. Like they're like, "Oh yeah, I saw the deer one. It's pretty." So like, and again, that's not like a reason,
evidence again,
especially between like Stephanie and Krista.
Yeah, they did not get it because to this day, I'm surprised that Krista wanted X over Y.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and the main reason she wanted X was honestly because of Princess Mononoke. because the Xerneas looks a whole lot like the nature god or whatever it is in Princess Mononoke.
Really?
Yeah, which may be based on something else, and they're both based on the same thing, not one on the other.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, because the Yveltal was a dark flying type, and I know Krista is all about some dark types and fire types, and like he was also, you know, red and everything else.
So you have no luck with fire Pokemon.
I love me some fire types.
I can't do fire. I'm just like, I don't know.
I got Litten and Growlithe in my team right now.
See, I can't double up, I'm only just now realizing that my team has two poison types, but their secondaries kind of balance out. I really want one of the new Mucks, because they just look awesome.
I got one.
I'm training up a Grimer, and then I also have a Ghastly, because this will legitimately be like one of the first times I'll ever actually get to have a Gengar.
No, my brother's been texting me nonstop because he's rushing through this game. He's like, okay, I'm trying to put together this specific team. This is the time, this weekend, that you need to be playing so that we can trade so I can get my Gengar. I was like, this is getting really complicated.
Yeah, I did just get a Ghastly today, so I'll be looking forward to getting myself a Gengar, which I think that might be the only commonality other than Litten between our two teams.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, going back to, like, there's a lot of variation. And there's a lot of Pokemon at the beginning that allows for that variation.
And that's what I mean, is, like, yeah, because you're able, because X and Y also did that. Like, there was a whole lot of...
Every Pokemon up to this one has really just kind of, like, you go to the first route, you'll find your generic bug, you'll find your generic rodent, and then you might, like, there's a rare chance of something cool, like a Mankey spawning.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's just those two over and over again. And, yeah, like, this one is the first one. Like, in the first area you go to, you might hit, a Slowpoke.
Yeah, that Route 1 has, I need to train my Grubbin. Because the thing that turns into
That's what I'm doing
right
now.
Terrifying. And I'm excited.
It's going to bite Dalton's head off.
I'm just really wanting to get done with that second trial so I can get my Greninja out of the box and really get to use them. I'm super excited about that. I accidentally kept him in my team whenever I couldn't use him.
Yeah, and he's not going to listen.
Well, no.
He's not going to listen.
I knew that, but whenever you get through your first trial, you can go up to level 35, and that's where my Greninja started. I accidentally kept him on my team and had the experience share on, and he went up to a 37.
So I had to
now get the second trial done.
Because I just transferred him over last night, and like, oh, yeah, I need to do that. It's still sitting in the demo. And yeah, it's just like, yeah, you need to get through the second trial before you can, you know, actually use him. I'm like, that's fine, because I've already got the water starter, so I don't need another water Pokemon.
Well, I'm running Rowlet, so I really need Greninja.
I love him so much, but I couldn't.
Well, I don't have Dextrix, whatever the second evolution is. Like, yeah, it's not a Rowlet anymore.
It's the same. My Litten has evolved, but I have no idea what it's called.
See, I love Rowlet. He sits Oliver. In the backpack.
No, well, I nicknamed. Rowlet the Owliver Queen, because that's the clear answer.
Yes.
Litten is Lince, after Lince Dorado, the cat luchador.
Yeah, I've only named one of my Pokemon so far, and it's the what is it, Makihitu?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's the little fighting guy that you can find.
So half of our team is the same.
Oh, well.
If you're using him.
I am using him, and okay. I nicknamed him Butterbean.
I nicknamed my Caterpie, so my Butterfree would be Butterball. That's his name.
Well, see, Butterbean was a boxer and UFC fighter.
Oh.
Like a professional boxer and UFC fighter.
Oh.
Pretty famous for being like...
In Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh.
But also has a perfect WrestleMania record.
Oh. But yeah, no, he's pretty famous for being a heavier set guy that was also just really quick.
Yeah.
And, messed a lot of people up.
Knockout like, hard.
Yeah. I'll show you some Butterbean stuff later. It's actually pretty fun to watch him, like, flip around and stuff.
Well, no, my I think I told you this already, but my starter, it's the water one, but they gave me a male one. And so he's going to be beautiful whenever he's finally Primarina or whatever the name is. But I named him after Leo's son in Fire Emblem. Because he dresses like he's very feminine in his appearance. He's got pink, he's got frills and everything else, but he's male. So that's what I named him after was...
He's the Pokemon version.
Yeah, I named him after Leo's son. So.
All right, we'll go ahead and move past some Pokemon stuff here. As much as I'm having fun with it. We'll probably do more Pokemon later just because we're enjoying this game quite a bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead and move on to some more video game stuff. Marvel vs. Capcom 4 reveal possibly upcoming.
Yes.
They were talking about at an upcoming PlayStation event.
A couple screens were leaked.
Yeah.
And it says, like, celebrating 20 years of Marvel vs. Capcom. And then it shows some different Marvel and Capcom characters, and then it expands out into just a 4. So, I mean, it's all conjecture. No one really knows anything. Basically, the two events coming up are, like, the Capcom World Cup on December 3rd. And the next PlayStation Experience, which I don't know when that is supposed to be.
It's supposed to be pretty soon.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Those were the two, like, okay, that's when it's more than likely going to be officially confirmed. A couple people are pointing out, like, oh, well, they already said that they're not doing it, and they're showing Twitter, like, posts. One of them was, like, last summer, and then another one was from, like, mid-September this year, of, like, oh, we're happy you're keeping the love alive, but we're not really working on anything. But the problem there is it's Capcom. So,
I mean, and that's the thing, like, Capcom, I kind of believe, isn't really working on anything because Capcom is Capcom. Because
it's a franchise that people want to see.
Yeah, and Capcom is pretty notorious about, because, well, they also said Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was going to be the last one ever.
Yeah.
And then they finally released 3. But yeah, Capcom is pretty notorious. Like, what are they wanting to do now? The Plinko machines or whatever they're called?
Isn't that Konami?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Konami.
No, the reason Capcom is terrible is because they have decided to just ruin Mega Man's legacy.
Which, and I really wish that Mighty No. 9 had done better.
Or was better.
Yeah, that too. I haven't actually tried it.
I have not seen kind things about it.
I haven't either.
Someone just recently linked the trailer for it on Reddit. And it involves the phrase, sadder than an anime kid's... sadder than an anime kid on prom night.
Oh no.
Yeah. And it's like, who are you marketing this to? Like, what are you...
Oh no.
And it's just a bad... Like, not only is it just a bad trailer, but it also has that just terrible line.
I don't approve of that.
Yeah.
So who do you want to see in the new game the most on Marvel's side?
I don't know.
Like, somebody we haven't seen before.
Kamala Khan I
was like, yes, you do. You know exactly who you want to see.
Because, I mean, it's not that I really love Kamala Khan that much. I mean, I do. Mm-hmm. But that, like, her style. Story has been incredible, and I think she'd be really cool in a fighting game. And also, they haven't really introduced that many new Marvel characters that could really go into a Marvel vs. Like, not since Marvel vs. Capcom 3 came out, anyway.
Yeah, that would do a better job of their existing, like, already...
Right.
Franchise people.
There's only two Kamala Khan and then Spider-Gwen are the only two I could really think of being the
Spider-Gwen would be a.
And they would go crazy for that one if she was in the new game, which I'm willing to say they'd almost have to put her in at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the Ultimate Marvel Capcom 3 roster right now and everybody, I don't see them adding anybody.
It's kind of like, I wasn't super thrilled with that roster, mostly just because I can't remember her name, but the character that they added that was just. The throwaway character from the Mega Man series, the girl in, like, the little mini-bot assistant thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you don't get Mega Man, you don't get Zero, you don't get Proto Man, you get the assistant.
Well, they did put Mega Man and Zero in Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Did they?
Yeah. I could have seen him. Because
I had Ultimate, and I don't remember being able to play as either of them.
Yeah, I don't see him on the list.
Somebody confirm.
Everybody desperately was, like, demanding it, but...
But what if they gave you the cover person from Mega Man 1?
Oh, we don't talk about that.
They did that in a Street Fighter game.
I know, that was
it was Street Fighter. Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking, Shannon and I were talking about that last night.
Yeah,
where it was. Because it's like, yeah, no, they put Mega Man in Street Fighter because it's Capcom. Oh, but it's the cover one.
And he's also been out of work for 20 years.
Yeah, and he's just like...
Like the weird adult
he's
one?
Fat.
Yeah.
From like the 80s or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. That one.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's just downright insulting.
Because it was just the super terrible cover art that came out from, like, they told the cover art, or the label guy, or I guess the guy for the cover art, they're like, yeah, we need this tomorrow. This is, you know, this is what the character does. So the artist, like, in like a span of 24 hours, just threw something together using, like, not having seen the game at all, just using their description, and they printed it.
Yeah.
I mean, plus side, we've got Mega Man in Smash, though.
We do have Mega Man.
Oh yeah,
and
that was the thing. Is it's like, oh look, it's Mega Man treated properly, because like, I'll even admit that, you know, if you say you're going to release the cover art version of Mega Man for a fighting game, okay, that could be neat. Like, it's not the Mega Man that we know. Well, they made him a joke, but the fact that they did him where his belly's sticking out from under his shirt.
Because they made it like he retired. So fat,
yeah, oh. And it's just like he's old and out of shape, and it's just, ugh, no. How dare you? How dare you?
I don't even understand it, is my thing. Like, why? Why even do it?
You're that petty.
That petty. So, yeah, no, I guess I could have sworn that he was in that game, but I just Googled it, and yeah, he is certainly not. But I could have, I am thinking of seeing that stupid mod that those kids that come in here to Gaming Grounds bring in. Because they have a Zero mod for Mega Man that actually looks pretty good. And yeah, that's what my mind kept going to. So I was like, I have seen these two in a fighting game before. Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
We're good. That's really sad. So, who knows? Maybe we'll get... No, we won't get Mega Man in a Capcom game. That's just not going to happen. Capcom's canceled like the last three Mega Man projects, and then
Capcom's canceled.
And the only thing they did with Mega Man at all was that terrible Street Fighter game or Street Fighter character.
Yeah,
sad day. But anyway, so hope I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. I guess nobody else really answered the Marvel question. Anybody else got a?
I mean, I want to see Iron Fist, but no one that because he was in 3 and he was a lot of fun.
I never did play 3.
3 is a lot of fun, but it's the Marvel. It's very much Marvel versus Capcom, in that like you realistically have your choice of about 6 characters out of the 20. If you want to do any good.
Well, that was actually like my biggest problem with Marvel versus Capcom 2, because I always thought it was a kind of fun game, but. It's just the most unbalanced fighting game in history.
Yeah, just ridiculously so.
And everybody said Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was going to be way better. But I remember, it is better than Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Basically, in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, if you didn't play with at least 2 Sentinels on your team, then you were going to lose.
Yeah.
Because Sentinel is just that good. And, yeah, why not stack your team with them? But, yeah, you could have some more variation in 3, but it still was just a bunch of the same teams over and over again. Which is just really unfortunate. Hopefully they can fix that. Except if they keep doing this team of 3 stuff, it's never going to be completely balanced.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to do it. And especially a company like Capcom that doesn't care enough to even try. We're not fans of Capcom here, ladies and gentlemen, if you weren't picking up on that.
No.
Honestly, if your name isn't Blizzard, we're not really gigantic fans of you.
That's not true at all. Respawn Studios.
BioWare.
You got one?
Pokemon Company.
Give me a minute.
Game Freak.
Yeah, about to say. I think we hate more than we like.
Well, I mean, that's pretty true if you met us. Like, but there's still so many. But there's still so many things that I love. Like, there are a lot of developers out there that I really, really like. Mm-hmm. And if I had time to really think about it, I could come up with a pretty good list, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, off the top of my
Bethesda?
Head.
Bethesda?
I like Platinum. I was a little underwhelmed by some of their games. But overall...
Platinum is always like, their games may not necessarily be great, but the combat system is almost always really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what you get out of a Platinum game.
Rocksteady whenever they're not trying to remake something.
Good guy, Rockstar. Bethesda.
Yeah, Rockstar. Bethesda.
I just wanted some happiness for once.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of developers that we like.
We talked about Pokemon for like 20 minutes.
That was so much happiness.
I know, but then we were getting to the hating part, and I wanted a happy episode.
I mean, I'll be super happy if they release it, because I'll still get it. It'll still be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's a lot of fun as long as you stay casual with it.
And like, I will anytime play you get remotely with you guys here at the store.
Yeah, but if you get remotely competitive, then it's just like, gross.
Yeah, I mean that happens with a lot of games. To be fair. Anyway, moving past it, we got a little bit of movie news. The Alien Covenant poster was revealed, and I actually thought that was really, really cool. It was basically just a xenomorph or a not xenomorph. I can't remember their stance at this point, because this is supposed to be a Prometheus sequel, and they did talk about how Prometheus was not part of the Alien franchise.
Yeah, because, like, wasn't that the big, like, twist ending? Was that, oh, no, it's actually Alien.
I mean, it wasn't
but
even a
twist. But it's
not
Alien.
No, because a xenomorph popped out.
But it wasn't a real xenomorph because the DNA was different.
See, I never actually saw the movie.
Me and Shannon were really, really excited about that movie, and we went to see it. And it wasn't a bad movie at all. Like, we just left going, so how is this not part of the Alien series?
It looked like a xenomorph. Because it was one.
But the DNA was different.
I'm going to slap the DNA out of you. Sometime in the future, whenever they find life on other planets, I want them to look exactly like humans. But they're not humans because the DNA is different.
Because, it was supposed to be like, it really is a prequel story to the Alien franchise.
Did it look more or less like the Xenomorph in Mortal Kombat X?
Less. I don't know. Because
it looked more like a Xenomorph from the Alien movies.
A little bit.
Because it was a Xenomorph.
But they came out of the stomach instead of the chest.
Which means they can.
That's just South of Purgatory at all.
They can stand up against stomach acid, and there's no acid in the heart region.
They ended up. I know they have at least said at this point, like, yes, it is part of the Aliens franchise because, it's part of the Aliens franchise. But we don't know, like, they haven't given us anything about it other than, like, this super cool poster that just says Run.
Yeah, the poster does look good. And I'm not a huge fan of the Alien franchise in general. Like, it's not that I dislike them or think they're bad or anything. It's just it's not anything that really landed for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know Shannon loves them. Tanner, I know those guys love them. It's just not something, like I said, just nothing I really grasped onto. But the poster looks really, really good, especially considering, that's what that franchise is about, is the Xenomorphs. Shane and I even talked about them on, some of the Halloween shows because, they do a lot. They always did a very good job of playing to the alien strength of claustrophobia and underpowered and, undefended. Like, you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Whereas if they did a movie where it was, Battlefield Earth or something, or Starship Troopers, where it's, a huge line of soldiers in the daytime in a big open field and, a swarm of xenomorphs are coming at you, that would almost look silly.
Yeah, because that gets more into, the sci-fi action as opposed to, sci-fi horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the movies. I'm not going to put myself anywhere near Shannon or Tanner, for that matter, but I am a huge fan of the movies. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited about this one. Some more movie news, a movie that I am really excited about. Rogue One. And, yay. I mean, this isn't, all that newsworthy, but I still thought it was interesting. It's going to be the first movie the first Star Wars movie without an opening crawl.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big deal if you think about it, because they've had how many movies? Now we're on 7, and they've all had one.
Yeah. So, plus, spinoffs and stuff like that have even had, the opening crawls.
Yeah.
Even, certain shows will start with a crawl. Wars always started with a crawl.
Yeah, it did, actually.
What if it ends with a crawl?
It might.
That would.
But
that's too much reading.
Too much reading.
I would actually kind of like that, because then it would lead into New Hope really well.
Yeah, because maybe that's why there's not an opening crawl, because this is between the prequels
three and four.
Between 3 and 4. And, we have, I guess they assume we're going to have watched those, or at least, I don't know.
That's pretty fair.
You're pretty familiar with the Star Wars universe.
It's not episode 8 where they need to give you a crawl. Be like, all right.
Because, there's not a whole lot of setup that really is required, in my opinion.
Now, what's the big, moon-looking thing?
Oh, that's no moon.
That's a star.
Thank you. Aww. Thank you. We'll play it along. Okay.
But, it would be, actually, I really like Stephanie's idea of there being an ending crawl. That would be really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I can live without it, but it's going to feel a little different watching it with no crawl. Because that gets me into the Star Wars movies, just seeing that. There's the crawls are in the video games.
And it really does allow them to go kind of just straight into straight into the action of the movie.
Well, and I kind of think that maybe that's what they're actually doing, is they're trying to distance themselves from, as much as it is a Star Wars spinoff movie, they're trying to, we're doing a different thing, because, the Star Wars movies have all been pretty formulaic for what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, this has a chance. I'm actually more, I've said before, I'm more excited to see Rogue One than I was to see Force Awakens. Because this is a chance for them to actually do something, different.
Yeah.
Because the only Force user that's going to be anywhere around here, at least, Jedi slash Sith is going to be Vader, and mm-hmm. apparently, like, from the looks of it, he's only going to make brief appearances at any given time. So
just
yeah.
make him like the monster of it, where you only see him in like small bits. Like,
right.
Yeah. Like that would be amazing.
Just one of those things. Like whenever Vader shows up, like that's when you know, like, oh man,
somebody's
like,
about to get messed up.
Yeah, it goes back to like why I liked Assault on Arkham, like that DC Direct so much.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody talked about Batman, it was just like this, you want to mess with Batman? No.
Why are we crawling in the sewers?
Because Batman's up there.
I'm good. Like, and I am so excited for Rogue One, but thinking about it, this, like, these Star Wars movies, or Star Wars Tales, whatever they're calling them.
Mm. Star Wars Tales.
Oh, I forget what the actual, what they're calling them.
Because they're calling them something different for the
yeah,
spin-offs.
Like, these would make really good, it would make sense to give them crawls, because, I mean, if this is somebody's first Star Wars movie, which, there's parents who are going to take their kids to them, and this is going to be their first Star Wars movie, and they're not going to really understand why they're doing this mission. Where it's like
they're,
with all
they're
of
gonna
us.
Be, they're going to be watching the explosions. The kids yeah. aren't going to care.
And I mean, honestly, like they're going to be setting it up anyway. Because yeah. they, even in the trailers, like they've kind of set up what you would need out of an opening crawl.
Mm-hmm. They're being awesome in space. The kids are going to be entertained. It'll be fine.
Accurate. Stephanie is correct. She's doing a victory pose. Dalton is looking upset. All right, we'll go ahead and move past it to something, I guess, that... At the very least, Hunter is probably not very excited about, and Cody's not sure, because Ivan Reitman, the producer for all the Ghostbusters films, say there are more Ghostbusters movies on the way. I think Paul Feig has said that he's not going to touch any of them, or at least he said that after what was the subtitle?
Answer the Call.
Yeah.
He says that until they just unload that big Harrison Ford money truck that we always talk about.
Well, the problem is the first movie didn't make a money truck.
Beep.
So sad. It was
they're not going to spend a money truck. Like they're yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like I don't know who's going to be in it.
It's going to be a money.
It's going to be the money convoy.
Because like I said, when the producer says there are going to be more movies,
mm-hmm.
Like you can pretty much. Bet there's going to be more movies because that's kind of where the funding is coming from.
Yeah, that's the person who's putting up the movies.
Right. So, yeah, he said there's going to be more. I don't know who's going to get to direct them, but he is saying that there are more stories to tell in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to imply that they're going to take place in the same place as Answer the Call, which is different than the old Ghostbusters movies. Because it even though they never actually said, it is a reboot of the franchise.
Not only did they never say, they flat out lied about
yeah.
and said that it wasn't. Like, they're like, oh no, it's not a reboot, it's something different.
It's Prometheus all over again.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters have different DNA.
the ghosts, they have different DNA. Slightly, somehow. But yeah, anyway, there are going to be more Ghostbusters movie. I'm sorry, Hunter. Cody, get caught up.
But yeah, Shannon.
You can, yeah, yeah, Shannon. Shannon's gonna be really excited.
Get caught up, Cody. Start the movies.
Which I mean, but I mean, and I, not to speak for Hunter, but I have to assume if Paul Feig is saying that, okay, I'm not doing any more of these movies, he would be the person like Hunter would blame for the reboot. Which I would assume because he was kind of like the head creative guy there.
Right, like
he kind of oversaw everything. So if this other producer says, "Oh no, we're still making them," but this guy's not attached anymore. You know, that's who's to say that they're even going to use the same cast?
True.
They may just decide to use, like, oh, well, you know, after the events of this movie, there's these other people start popping up.
That was my question. Are they going to use the female cast or are they going to grab a whole new cast of people?
All that Ivan Reitman said is there are going to be more because the universe has more stories to tell.
Okay.
Ghostbusters Incorporated.
But yeah, Paul
sounds
Feig.
Like Scooby-Doo's going to be there.
Oh, I'd be all right with
Dalton
that.
Looks excited.
But anyway.
A crossover movie? That would be fantastic.
No, it wouldn't because ghosts aren't real in Scooby-Doo, you dummy.
But that's part
of the story.
Yeah.
No,
like, you know how freaked out they would take the mask off and it wouldn't move? And then the movie starts.
No,
that would be fantastic.
They wouldn't because the whole spirit of Scooby-Doo is that ghosts aren't real.
And that
it's
adults.
Criminal activity.
It's adults who are trying to ruin everything. Not monsters.
I'm not looking at that end of the table anymore. I'm just going to look at
good,
you.
I'm
you
right
can
here,
still
Dalton.
Feel
the hatred.
I can feel the hatred
you.
From here, and it's not even going to me.
It doesn't faze me too much.
You're outside of like that 45 degree angle.
It's a cone effect.
Exactly. I'm
first kinda, radius three.
I'm kind of caught in it. But no, the producers said they're going to be more. So yeah, if they've got a different writer, a different director, a different team in general, but it takes place in the same universe, that might win Hunter over. Because yeah, I mean, you're right. Like, Hunter is still obviously a huge fan of Ghostbusters. He's not like, you know, one of those people that's saying that this movie ruined the franchise. He's very much said over and over again, I still have Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Right.
I didn't like the new one. It wasn't for me. But, you know, still had the other ones.
Mm-hmm. You should let Cody borrow those movies.
I've offered so many times. So is Shannon and Hunter.
Kodu, please.
I'm sorry, Cody. I still love you.
So, yeah, it could be interesting. See, you know, what a different team could do with it. All right. And then since we only have about 10 minutes left, we'll have to save that Rebirth show again. We managed to talk about Pokemon long enough to fill in time.
Yay!
We will talk a little bit about Overwatch, though, because why not?
Speaking of things that got canceled.
What?
Huh?
The you know how they were going to do that First Strike comic? The weeks are blending together. You guys might have mentioned this already. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Not even a little bit.
Are you talking about like the one they were going to release next year that got delayed?
I don't know. They had planned on doing I think they were calling it First Strike, but it was basically the backstory with like Soldier 76 and
like the original Overwatch team.
Yeah, and basically how things got to be how they were, but they canceled it recently because they're changing the lore up because of how big everything's gotten. They want to refine things, so they straight up canceled it. And unlike the Halloween comic that I didn't realize was just digital,
right?
It was actually going to be a physical book, and they canceled it until they can work all this story nonsense out.
Because apparently they're going to put all of the comics to date. Like, if you guys are interested, go to comixology.com. You can read all of the Overwatch books for free still, last I looked anyway.
I think Blizzard's got them up on the Overwatch website, too.
It's also a distinct possibility.
Because I read the McCree one in the, I think, maybe the Halloween. I know I read the Train one.
Yeah, and that was
the other day.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I heard that they were delaying it. I hadn't heard canceled.
No, they straight up canceled it.
Oh. Maybe we'll still get it sometime in the future because I was pretty interested in reading about that. But anyway, Sombra's obviously been released. One of the big deals that are coming up in the next big update, Season 3 of Competitive starts. And we've got a new map they put in the PTR. And then they changed up one of my favorite characters to play, Symmetra.
Yeah.
With all the goofy portals flying in the air.
Yeah, those are shields.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. So basically,
I can't play Symmetra.
I love Symmetra.
I do too.
But she's only good as she exists right now. She is only good on point A defense.
Mm-hmm.
And only on like, she's good on most of the maps. There's only like one or two point A defense maps that she's not great on. But other than that, yeah, like, she's pretty good. The teleporter is just extremely useful for point A because it gets people back there. You set up the turrets. That's really good to stop flankers from getting in. The shield's pretty useful. Like, she's a useful character on point A.
You know what's great about this? I'm going to interrupt your story.
Go ahead.
I know what all this means now.
Stephanie did purchase the game, so she's playing it, enjoying it. MC did, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he got it on PS4, so I'll have to play some with MC. Which I'm pretty excited about. He's getting really into the game. He likes Zenyatta.
He would like Zenyatta. I am not surprised.
I like Zenyatta.
I mean, I do too, but I'm also, it's like somebody tells you their favorite Pokemon, you're like, of course you'd like that one.
But you say it almost angrily.
No, right, not angrily. It's just like that, I'm not surprised.
There you go. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he tried out a few different characters, but yeah, he really likes Zenyatta, apparently. I'm looking forward to playing with him at some point in the very near future. Symmetra. They made her now where she's more viable on point B by giving her, she's the first character with two ults.
Yep.
You can toggle between the two. Her second ult, like, she still has the teleporter. But her second ult is a shield generator. They took away her regular E or I don't remember R1 ability, I think, on console.
Her just ability to just hand out 25 shields.
Yep. They took that away completely, and they gave her this ult that actually generates a much larger shield in an area of effect. So if you're inside the area of the shield, then you get benefits from it.
It's 75 shields.
Yeah. Which is super awesome, and it's also, it can be hidden because it doesn't require line of sight.
Yep.
and just pumps out shields, which would be really, really great on a lot of point B defense maps.
Mm-hmm.
They also gave the teleporter and that shield, they have the same amount of health and shields, but they drastically increased that from the original version. They also, like I said, since they took away her handout shield ability, they gave her this like flying tiny Reinhardt shield. She can kind of shoot it out, and like her team can and move it just behind
follows,
it.
It follows a track.
Yeah,
it just follows a straight line.
It's kind of like her alt fire charge, but you know, it's a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tiny Reinhardt is a funny image.
A tiny Reinhardt shield, but more oval than rectangle. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she could throw out an oval for friends to get behind. Yeah, it seems really cool. I'm really excited. They also gave her some quality of life improvements. Yeah, like
they buffed her, or they moved her, so her lock-on for her basic attack is now 7 meters instead of 5. So it's real small, but
yeah,
like, it's enough to, like, you can feel a difference.
Minor quality of life, yeah, improvements.
I know whenever Somber came out, they went and, of course, tried to, like, dig through all the files that weren't officially used in the game and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those have been fun to listen to, too. Like, there's one between her and McCree, and it makes it sound like McCree's not actually his real name.
Huh.
And then there was, what was it? She's got a great one with Genji, too. I really like the lore, is what I'm getting at.
The lore is great, which is why I really wish, and as Asa has vehemently mentioned multiple times, we're very angry there's not, like, a campaign or a single player where you can really, like, dive into this lore.
Give me a movie.
No. Give me a story that you could put into a movie, but let me play the game. because the mechanics are so solid, and then you can just go on YouTube in 2 weeks, and someone will upload it, and then you can watch it that way.
I play the game, too. Give me a movie. I want the movie.
I mean, we're getting movies. Just
no,
shorts.
No. Like, I want to have to pay money to go see the movie. Like, I want that.
No,
yeah.
I do not want that. Do not tell me a story. I have to pay more than $60 I've already spent on this game.
Spent way more than $60. I'm still willing to pay the movie ticket.
I paid $40.
At least twice. I want a movie.
I mean, like, I just want more lore. I don't care what medium it's delivered to me
That's
in.
Why I'm loving the fandom
stuff.
I do,
because it's a $60 game, and if you're going to give me lore, it better be interactive.
And anything Matt Mercer has to say. I'll listen to anything Matt Mercer has to say.
Like, yeah, he has a wonderful voice. especially like his McCree voice is just
He ordered
yeah,
a coffee in the McCree voice at BlizzCon. It was so wonderful. And he was a DM. He did McCree being a DM. Because because he actually...
I'm going to need you to roll initiative.
I just love him telling the story of him playing. There is no McCree on either team, and he'll still just do the, it's high noon.
And scare and everybody.
Everyone just, and watch everybody just, like, freak out.
Where's their McCree?
move.
Hide. Wait a minute.
them yelling at the guy who voices, I don't remember his name, but he voices 76. And somebody in the crowd at BlizzCon yelled, "We love you, Daddy!" And then in the 76 voice, "We love you too, son." this is what happens at cons, Dalton.
He's gonna go to one soon.
Indiana
Comic Con.
I'm going
to
Indiana.
It's a good time.
So anyway, lots of changes for Symmetra. I'm really excited about. I'm also kind of excited to try out the new map, though I don't particularly care for any of the modes on the current new map.
The ice one?
Yeah.
Then again,
I haven't tried the 3v3 at all.
I've heard
yet.
The 3v3 is a lot of fun. I have a couple of people that I work with, that's like almost what they play exclusively, other than competitive, because it's just like that elimination. It's just apparently
it's a lot of fun. I haven't personally tried the 3v3. I tried the 1v1. Did not like that.
I realized
I'm too bad
at
it. I've only tried it on PC, but I'm not good enough at PC.
Even when I win, I'm not having fun because they give me the most bulk. Like they need to take characters out, or let you just pick. Let me pick a character.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I understand. Do what?
Like you agree, like to play both the same character, or
just we each pick a character, and then you know whoever. Like yes, sure. Sometimes counters are gonna happen. But, I mean, I feel like that would be more fun than the random that both of you get, especially when they give me Symmetra. As much as I like Symmetra, doing 1v1 with Symmetra is not fun.
No. See, but at the same time, then, I feel like if you do that, you're pretty much just going to end up nothing but, like, tank v tank.
Yeah.
Just for that health bonus.
Or like soldiers and stuff like
that. No, I had a Bastion round, and yeah, he turned into a turret, and I walked right into it.
Yeah, so. I mean, I had several Bastion rounds where I just got into a corner, mounted up, and then if they walked in front of me, they lost. If they didn't, we timed out. That was it.
Wow, that sounds so boring.
I won as Winston. I'm like, I don't know how to, I'm just going to keep shooting lightning at this guy. And one of us is going
to
fall.
I managed to win. Like, I got Winston once, and I managed to win that one because I just kept jumping on top of him. Because he kept throwing up his shield, which doesn't matter against Winston. So I would just jump. And, that, you know, that little bit of extra damage is what gave me the edge on it. But anyway, so I'm pretty excited to see that. We'll see how it goes. I'm really excited to try out it because I haven't actually been able to get in the PTR and try out the new Symmetra. Mm-hmm. Need to real bad because
every
real
time
excited.
I actually
the other big thing they mm-hmm. gave her all six turrets at the very beginning.
Yeah,
they increased the cooldown time where you don't get them back quite as quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But you
no,
get
they decreased
all six
it.
Of them. Did they
12 to 10?
I thought they made it longer.
Nope.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Yeah, because those turrets, it was a real pain. Like basically,
you start
it became
with
a
three,
weird time management
and, but,
thing.
Well, and it was because you could only bank three at a time.
Right.
So if you didn't, like, if you're just, that cooldown rate is just going to waste whenever you're on your way back or trying to figure out, like, where else to put them. But now yep. you not only do you start with all six, but you can bank all six back.
And plus, like I said, like, in a lot of those point A defense maps, like, you pretty much had to sprint there and mm-hmm. get set up so you'd have time to get your six turrets up.
Right.
And, yeah, it was just,
and
yeah,
even
it
then, it was just real close a lot of the time.
Yeah, more than, like, there were more than a couple of times, like, I would get stuck in the back, like, I don't know, I'd get, either I wouldn't choose Symmetra quickly enough or something like that, and then, like, enemies would spawn as my last turrets coming up,
right.
And I'm like, and I've still got to give people shields, mm-hmm. and yeah, no, it's stressful.
Yeah,
stressful.
And it was one of those things where she was completely unviable if you joined a game in progress,
yeah.
whereas now she has, if you play her smartly, like, she can be useful in any situation just about.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about this.
I mean, gameplay-wise, not, you know, against certain characters and stuff. Like,
yeah, I mean, she's still going to be, like, heavy defense.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to have much attack capability.
I honestly, I do really think they need to just move her to the defense category at this point.
They really do, because she is a defense, like, she is just as much a defense character as Torbjorn is.
Mm-hmm.
Torbjorn.
Like, she is not a support. Like, the
no.
shield. The
yeah.
shield, like, and Torbjorn gives armor.
Right.
Like... It's yeah. Anyway, all right. So we're at time. So we'll do our weekly plugs, and we're gonna get out of here. I guess first, make sure you check out Villainous Grounds for all your comic book needs. If you wanted to grab that Black Bolt comic, go ahead and get that added to a pull list for you, and they'll get it set aside, and maybe even some variant covers if they get any. While you're there, get yourself a cup of coffee, because their coffee is delicious.
It's so good.
Coffee's not for you. They've got chai tea. They've got smoothies, hot chocolate, all sorts of stuff.
Shakes.
Plus, do what?
Shakes.
Milkshakes. I didn't know they did milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's I might have to try milkshake
sure.
next time.
I hope they do. I'm sorry, David.
We'll find out.
I feel like I heard. I think when we were there this Saturday, I thought I heard someone order one.
Huh.
It might have been a smoothie, but they do. They definitely have ice cream.
I mean,
they have ice cream.
A milkshake
they definitely
is
do,
kind of like an ice
I've gotten,
cream smoothie.
Because I've gotten the.
Yeah, I mean,
because
like
I've gotten
the.
Thing. I think it's a Frappuccino, but it's frozen and it's made with ice cream.
Yep.
Ooh. Or they make it with ice cream. It was real good.
Yeah.
You might have to try that. Anyway, so yeah, new thing for me to try next
if
time
they
I go
don't
to
have,
grounds.
If they don't have a milkshake, they're going to be making a Facebook post tomorrow. Like, anybody listen to the Podzilla, we don't make milkshakes.
Don't
there.
They have milk and ice cream. They can make a milkshake. I'm just kind of sad I didn't get a pumpkin
can
milkshake because the pumpkin's done now. Ooh, they might have to be starting peppermint soon. Oh, I love me some peppermint. I don't know if that's for sure, guys. Please do not go in there demanding peppermint. I'm just thinking that it's
but
a possibility.
But honestly, they're so nice. If you go in and you ask, oh, do you have a peppermint thing? And they say, no, we don't. But they have enough people ask, they will, on their next delivery, will have some peppermint in.
No, they,
also,
if you ask for peppermint, they will leave right then and go pick up a bottle of peppermint
syrup. Or
inverse,
we go there next time and David tells me, we've had peppermint from day one.
We've always had it. That's not a seasonal thing.
It's not at other coffee places, I know, but this is in other coffee places. This
yeah,
is them.
Cause, well, yeah, it is or is not a seasonal thing.
It is not.
Oh, I always think of it as a seasonal thing.
They always feel like it's always like a
Christmas time.
Yeah,
well, it's because you only think about it during Christmas time.
Yes,
you're not that's wrong.
Very no, because I've ordered a peppermint mocha in like June before and gotten one.
Oh,
it's very it's a weird experience. I wouldn't recommend it
because it definitely is. When I think peppermint, I think like a winter treat.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I couldn't drink one in June because then I'd be like, why is it warm out?
Well, it's cold. Well, I only drink iced coffee, so.
I mean, still, you get that.
But my sensories would be like, why is it warm?
Like
out?
I said, it's not a good decision.
It's Pavlov right there. Yeah. You're just conditioned. But anyway, moving past that plug, that will be really funny when we go there next time. He's like, yeah, day one. We've had peppermint this whole time. And like, they'll tell me, like, you've had something with mint in it.
You had a peppermint thing.
What?
The JK had peppermint in it.
No.
That's not right. It can't be true.
That's not true. It can't be. All right. And after you're done here, once you've had your fill of Podzilla 1985, check out our friends Josh and Alan from Press Start to join at ps2jshow.com. You can find all their shows and social media links there. Then you can head over to their YouTube channel at youtube.com/PS2J Show. You can check out, they have the whole playlist of their top viewed videos. They've got a whole bunch of like Let's Play stuff on there, like product demos. See?
I have something I need to say that I forgot to say last week, but finish the plug.
That was the end of the plug.
Oh, was it the end of the plug?
Yes.
Oh, that timed out really well because it just immediately popped up. So I have a formal apology I have to make to Boogie 2988. For the longest time, I've hated Boogie, but it's because of Francis. The character Francis, I still can't stand because I know people in real life that are basically Francis. And it's so gross that people actually exist like that. So even just like a characterization of that person, like mocking that kind of person.
From Deadpool?
It still makes me itchy.
No, have you never seen Boogie? He is a pretty popular YouTuber. Like, I think he's in like, at least at some point, he was in the top 10 YouTubers.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah, no, he just does, like, he has basically two lines of videos.
Okay.
He got started a long time ago doing, like, World of Warcraft videos.
Oh, see, that's why I don't know, is I don't.
And, like, he did Magic the Gathering and stuff like that. But he has his more serious videos, which a lot of times are, like, product reviews, things of that nature. And then he also has the character Francis.
Oh.
Which is the giant neck beard, just... with the lisp, and I'm gonna go Mountain Dew Doritos, and it's that, and I can't stand that. But I have very recently been watching a lot of just Boogie's actual videos because Jesse's told me, Shannon's told me, like just about every time he comes up, like, oh, I watch this Boogie thing. I'm like, I can't stand him because I can't look past the Francis. But he puts out some really quality stuff, and I was wrong.
Yeah, like
I know this doesn't matter because he's never going to listen to this, and like it's just one of those things where I feel like I have talked bad about him on the show, like nothing mean, just like, oh, I don't like him, but I haven't seen him, but I'm not willing to give him the chance. But now looking past, because I stand, but it's the same thing like Duck Dynasty. The fact that I know these people in real life that are very much like this, I don't need my media to reflect
to also,
that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to have that rubbed in my face as well.
No,
so.
I know a couple people who don't like King of the Hill because of that reason.
Oh, and I totally get it. Like I think that is a valid criticism.
I mean, I love King of the Hill because of how real it is, mm-hmm. but they hate it because of how real it is.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
So yeah,
kill trigger warning.
I'm sorry, Boogie.
All right, yeah, hopefully Boogie does listen to the show. That'd be awesome. I did send him a link to it one time, like in a Reddit AMA.
Oh, really?
There was a relevant show to something else that he had done,
mm-hmm.
or there's something relevant to something he had done, and I sent him to him in an AMA. This was a long time ago now, and he never responded, so he may have seen it, but he did not mention
it. But now
it.
He's lurking it. He's just lurking. He's just listening.
Oh, that would make me so happy.
He's just listening.
All right, anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Dalton, Asa, and Stephanie, for joining me. See y'all next week.